through broadcasting to uplift, encourage, and provide positive entertainment and products. In 2004, we published the Ebony Directory, edition number 1. This year, we're in the process of publishing edition number 2. Edition 1 was a huge success, of which 200 businesses, churches, and organizations participated. It is still being used today to locate people and places in our community. Until May 15th, we will begin accepting your business cards, pre-produced ads, and or pictures for Ebony Directory number 2 at the studios of KAYT 88.1 FM at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113. Prices of the ads will be discussed upon your request by phone locally at 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. Ebony Directory number 2 will be an exceptional networking and marketing tool for your business in this local community and communities within our extensive broadcast area. Thank you for your cooperation in making this publishing venture of Ebony Directory number 2 a huge success.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We at KAYT 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, and 98.9 FM in Monroe, as residents and business owners in this community, we have tried through broadcasting to uplift, encourage, and provide positive entertainment and products. In 2004, we published the Ebony Directory, edition number 1. This year, we're in the process of publishing edition number 2. Edition 1 was a huge success, of which 200 businesses, churches, and organizations participated. It is still being used today to locate people and places in our community. Until May 15th, we will begin accepting your business cards, pre-produced ads, and or pictures for Ebony Directory number 2 at the studios of KAYT 88.1 FM at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113. Prices of the ads will be discussed upon your request by phone locally at 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. Ebony Directory number 2 will be an exceptional networking and marketing tool for your business in this local community and communities within our extensive broadcast area. Thank you for your cooperation in making this publishing venture of Ebony Directory number 2 a huge success.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in this morning. We welcome you on this beautiful Monday morning. We hope that you had a great weekend. We certainly did. Of course, our weekend was filled with fishing. We are becoming quite the anglers in the Christmas house, and we hope that you guys had a great weekend as well. Very relaxing, but happy to be back on the grind. And hopefully you're up, you're on the grind, and you're ready to go. As always, we remind you about those school zones. And you know what? School is almost over. This is the last week. So as always, we're going to remind you about those school zones, those crossing zones, crossing guards, school bus stops, and kids walking to school, and everything that surrounds that. Please be mindful. Kids are really excited as the year is wrapping up, and we want you to be careful and be watchful for all of the kids traveling in for the last week of school. You know, one of the things that I wanted to share with parents this morning is that as we talk about school and kids, you know, lots of kids are finishing up with final exams, and I just want to encourage you to encourage your kids this morning and this week as they're taking final exams and finishing up. And you know, probably about a week or so, we talked about teaching our kids, teaching our kids to finish strong. You know, sometimes our kids get a little bit slowful at the end of the year because they're tired, the teachers are tired. Everybody is just ready to finish. And so what we've been doing is we've been pushing our son to finish strong. And we want to encourage you to do the same. It doesn't matter how the year went, but if your kids can get in there and finish strong and just pick two or three things that you can use to encourage your kids to finish strong, whether it's quizzing them before the exam, making sure that they're on point and ready, whether it's just giving them that positive affirmation, no matter what happened last 9 weeks or last semester, you can do it. We're putting that behind. We're looking forward to finishing strong and working with them. And I know for many parents, we're multitasking moms, especially because a lot of moms I know help with homework, and dads do as well. And sometimes it's tough because we're tired. But I would say to you this morning, take that extra effort to push to finish strong. So whatever didn't go right, you know, let's just encourage our kids that we can finish strong. And then give them a sense of gratitude. And I know that that's tough because, you know, kids don't really feel grateful for school. But you know what? It is a blessing to be able to learn and to be able to read and to just get all the knowledge and information. And that has to come from us parents. Our kids have to know that reading is important to the family. And what's important to the family becomes important to our kids. And as we talk about reading, the main library on Saturday is going to be having a reading program. That's going to be this Saturday, May the 26th. And it's going to start at 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And that's going to be at 411 Washington Street, right here in Alexandria. It's a summer reading program kickoff party. They're going to have summer fun. They're going to have lots to do for the kids. But most importantly, it's going to help our kids to get engaged. And I know, parents, that many of us, when it comes to reading and our kids, it's an uphill battle. But I know personally that there are a lot of great series that your kids can, if they can just get there and get started with those series, because I know that's what happened for Deuce. He started reading several different series of books as he went from grade to grade. And that kept him engaged and kept him interested. So we've got to help our kids find what interests them so that they can come away from the television screen, so they can get engaged in reading. And what reading does and what we're seeing is that it expands the vocabulary. It expands the imagination. And it just makes for better children. When your kids are reading, their comprehension level is steadily on the incline. So, you know, as summer is here, school is just about wrapped. So we've got to find some good, productive things to keep our kids' minds engaged over the summer. And I know that there are a lot of sports camps, there are a lot of camps going on, but reading programs are critical. And the main library is starting their kickoff on this Saturday, May 26th. And all you've got to do for more information is phone 318-445-2411, extension 1036. For more information, you can contact Faith Johnson at that number. She's at the main library. And when I tell you that Faith does an incredible job with the kids, that is an absolute understatement. So if you're looking for something for your kids to do, you know, partner with some other parents. Sometimes it makes a difference when kids know that their friends are going to be attending, and just help them to learn to love to read. And I know that that's a process. And I know many people are saying, you know, it's tough. Well, it is tough. But you know what? We can turn that around by just saying, you know what? We're going to create an environment for reading. We're going to talk about loving reading, and we're going to create good books. We're going to go in and help them to find good books that they can read, that they'll love to read. And so that's just fruit for thought. And I know everybody, including parents, we're ready. We're ready for the school to end, the year to end, and kids are too. So that's going to bring about a whole nother dynamic on the streets where many kids are going to be unsupervised. So there's a lot to talk about. And if you have programs going on this summer, we would love to hear about them. We'd love to share them with our listeners, because I know that parents right now are scrambling, trying to figure out what their kids are going to do for the summer. So that's the next thing that we're going to be thinking about. I also want to remind you about Miss Gladys Jenkins. Many of you may or may not know that she had a home fire on May 4th, and they're going to be having a fundraiser on June 1st at Super Dax Sports Bar and Grill. And it's going to start at 7 o'clock, and all of the proceeds are going to go to help Miss Gladys restore what was lost. The tickets are $25. There's going to be entertainment. There's going to be lots to do, great fellowship. And, you know, as we thought about all of the people that Miss Gladys has blessed with wonderful food, wonderful fellowship, not only at Two Hearts, but all the places that she's cooked. And there's not very many people in this area that have not had a meal from Miss Gladys. So we're asking that you go out and support that. Super Dax Sports Bar and Grill, I'm going to spit it out in a second, is located at 7533 Highway 71 South in Alexandria. And for more information, you can phone Lamia Solomon at 318-308-0912. Or you can just simply phone, you know, Dax, Super Dax at 318-473-9055 during their business hours, and they'll tell you how you can connect. They've got a bank account set up, and they're working hard to make sure that Miss Gladys gets restored. And, you know, we say it all the time, fires usually happen to someone else, but when they happen to someone that we love and they're uninsured, it can be a cumbersome event. It can be a life-changing event. So we want to do all we can do to help Miss Gladys restore her home and her belongings. And again, that's going to happen on June 1st. Well, y'all, it's Monday. We hope that you're up and ready. And this Monday morning, you know, we try to always give you something that you can chew on that will really get your day going purposefully. Well, this morning, I want you to think about this. I want you to think about this Monday and everything that you've got to do. I want you to be intentional, not just going in, dragging in, sorry that the weekend is over, and woe is me. Because remember, you can have what you say. And if that's true, and we know that it is, you might as well say what you want to have. And we want you to be intentional this morning. Intentional about having a good attitude, about making Monday a success. You know what I tell you, before it's over, we are going to change people's minds, DC, about Mondays. Mondays are absolutely incredible because they kick the week off. And the way that you start is ultimately the way that you'll finish. So if you start with vigor and you start with energy, you'll end with that. You're on point, everybody. It's Monday morning. It's May the 21st. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back right after this.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite. People just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixson has it.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Just in time for tax season, it's a community-free shred day. Wednesday, May 16th at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Make sure your professional documents don't fall into the wrong hands and keep your identity safe. Bring up to 4 boxes of your personal documents, tax returns, statements, receipts, CDs, DVDs, floppy disks, photos, credit cards, check registers, and other things that may contain sensitive personal information and shred them for free. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union wants to help protect your identity and keep your personal information personal. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Free Shred Day, Wednesday, May 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Monday, and it's a great Monday, and we hope that your drive in is pleasant this morning. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Carol Kinder. Get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. It doesn't matter if you have started or if you're late starting. She'll help you to get on the right financial path. And the number to phone is 318-448-8600. Red River Bank. And also get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are in Avoyelles Parish to serve you. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. It doesn't matter what type of vehicle you have, whether it's domestic or foreign, Daryl's Auto Service is trusted to make sure that your vehicle is right on point. The number to phone is 318-443-57411. I'm sorry, 443-5741. Yeah, that's right. J&J Exterminating. 50 years of getting rid of pests. And you know, it's just that time of the year. Termites and all the other pests that make our lives miserable. Well, you can phone J&J Exterminating for a free consultation at 800-819-5323. Well, you know, changing gears this morning, I know that you guys have seen the billboards all across central Louisiana. The Zero Tolerance with Seatbelts, Click It or Ticket campaign. Well, that national seatbelt enforcement campaign, Click It or Ticket, is going to be beginning very soon. And I want to encourage you, if you're not a person who wears your seatbelt every single day, then you need to start. That is not just listed there. Those websites and the campaigns are not just there just because, you know, you see those campaigns and you kind of take them for granted. But, you know, whether you're a driver, a passenger, young or old, driving during the day or night, wearing a seatbelt is the easiest way to protect yourself from death or injury in a crash. And so it is a state law. And we want to make sure that you're buckled up. If you're driving in this morning, we don't want you to get into an accident buckling up. But make sure that you buckle up your seatbelt and make sure that your kids are safely buckled up as well. Because many times our kids get in the car and the first thing we say is, put your seatbelt on, because it's just, it's important. Well, let me tell you what we're going to be talking about this morning. Another important conversation. You know, we talk about the Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs all the time. Well, we're going to give you more information on how you can connect with this great program that Lee Mallett has created. It is a paradigm that he has created, and it is making the difference in the lives of young men. And it's not only teaching them how to work, but it's teaching them how to pay their way in life. And, you know, as we have approached graduation season, not only are young men and women graduating from high school and graduating from college, but some are not. Some have chosen various different paths. And, you know, for many people, work ethic starts early. But for others, sometimes we never teach our kids how to work, and we expect somehow magically that when they get into adulthood that they're going to just go into work and understand what work ethic is and getting it done. And it just doesn't happen that way. And sometimes when we're single moms, I think we compensate for dad not being there, and maybe we're not as tough on our young men as we could be or as we should be. And I know I have friends that we talk about that all the time. They talk about filling that gap and not wanting to be as tough. And so sometimes our young men suffer because we feel bad. Well, if that has happened and you've got a young man that really doesn't understand work and work ethic, doesn't understand the importance of taking care of himself and paying his own bills. And you know, we take those things for granted. We think that you should automatically know how to do that. Well, we can only know what we've been taught. And if we have not been taught to do it, then we can not have a real understanding about it. Well, there is an alternative to prison, and the Academy of Training Skills has the answer. And when we come back, we're going to introduce you again to Lee Mallett and the programs that he's created to create better citizens and a better workforce. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody. This is On Point Talk. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria or phone 318-561-0079. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, long known for their warmth, friendliness, great food, and great fun. Also, Capital One Bank, what's in your wallet? Brian Cooperow and Associates, serious injuries. They deserve serious consideration. If you've been in a car accident and you're not sure what your legal rights are, here's the number to phone. It's 318-253-0900. Also, the Academy of Training Skills, they're absolutely changing lives through programs. And that's what we're talking about this morning. For more information, we want you to log on to their website at www.aattss.com. Or you could phone 337-214-0428. And as we talk about changing lives through innovative skills and teaching our young men how to work, y'all, this is a serious, serious problem. And if you've got a young man who is a nonviolent offender who is waiting to be incarcerated, this is a conversation that you absolutely cannot afford to miss. We're going to be joined. We're joined this morning by Lee Mallett, who is the owner and director of the Academy of Training Skills, where the Academy takes on a non-force approach to building the responsibilities of individuals. It builds itself as an alternative program to being imprisoned. And if you know anything about Louisiana, just alone in Louisiana, spends $182 million to incarcerate people in this state. It is a horrifying, horrifying testament to what our state is doing. Lee, good morning and welcome to the OPT.
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Man, Lee, I don't know. With these numbers and these statistics, It's a tough call. First of all, tell people what the Academy of Training Skills is.
Well, the Academy of Training Skills was created 3 years ago, and it's a 200-bed facility. And basically, any nonviolent, non-sexual, it has to be nonviolent, non-sexual offense is what we accept. And we're a DOC-certified facility, and we're an ACA-accredited facility. By the way, only two parish jails in the state of Louisiana are nationally accredited. So we're very proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what we do is we bring a young man in. The judge can sentence him there versus sending him to jail. And over there, he loses his freedom. But the freedom's a little different than being in jail. He's not locked up in a cell just watching TV all day or working out. Here he has to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, eat, go to work, come back in, go to classes. We have certified counselors on staff. We have group counseling once a week. We also have individual counseling. We have alcohol abuse counseling as well as drug counseling. And we have anger management classes. And they do that all at night when they come back in. Unlike prison, unlike jails, you're really trying to rehabilitate. Now, the problem, which makes, I often wonder what the problem is, but there was an article in the Times Picayune that kind of explains, I think, what the problem is. It's about money.
Right.
You mentioned $182 million. That's $182 million that's just sent into the private sector.
Hmm.
There are people in the business out there, private prisons, 2,900 of them in the state of Louisiana. That's $182 million industry. That's not counting the prison system.
That's just the private sector.
That's just the private sector that's involved in this. And they're warehousing these people. They're not training them. They're not counseling them. They're getting paid $24 approximately per day by me and you, the taxpayer, to warehouse them, and that's where they make money. And there's nothing wrong with making money, but they ought to make money a different way than making it off the taxpayer.
Right.
Academies are designed to make money. We make money by taking the young man and making him pay his own way, just as though if he was a citizen outside in the real world, he'd have to pay for his rent, a place to sleep. You have to pay for his food. He's got to eat. You have to pay for transportation to work. The advantage he has at the academy, not only is he paying his way, now he's getting the counseling free, getting the training free, all part of that package. And after 3 years, our recidivism rate is around 22 to 24%. The state's over 60%.
Right.
Now, question is, why aren't the district attorneys, why aren't the judges across the state? Because we can take anybody from the state of Louisiana. In fact, we can take people out of the state of Louisiana. By statute, we are a judicial referral center. And we're the only one in the United States, to my knowledge, that runs this model of not taking any state or federal money and also has all the programs in place that are part of their fee to be at the academy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much better system. It's better for the taxpayer. It's better for the cadet. We call them cadets.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you're creating a trained workforce, and that's how you're going to keep them from getting back in trouble.
Right.
You're not going to keep them locked up in a jail cell, watching TV, working out, and then let him out and expect him to go get a job. He's not improved himself from the day he's got there.
Right.
So how can he better himself? And that's the problem. Like I said, there was a really good article in the Times-Picayune about the problems, about how much money's involved in this private sector. That are getting paid quite a bit of money, and that system's going broke. The state can't afford that either. If this model was to be put in place across the country and let private enterprise build academies in Louisiana, let's say you built 15 or 20 facilities. One, you wouldn't have to worry about spending $182 million of state-funded money because they're self-sufficient. They take care of themselves. They're not dependent upon a check coming in from the state or the federal government. They're not dependent upon a grant. They're not dependent. It's self-sustaining. And if we're going to succeed in correcting this system, we're going to have to go to systems where they're self-sustaining.
Mm-hmm.
The federal government's broke. The state's broke. We've got to go to systems, or we're going to be forced to do what California does, of just let people out. That's not the answer. The answer is to incarcerate your hardened criminals, your violent criminals, your sex offenders. That's what penitentiaries are built for.
You know,
65% of the people that are incarcerated in this state are nonviolent.
Mm-hmm. 65%.
65%.
Wow. You know, I'm looking at the article right now, Lee, and it is a bold article in the Times-Picayune, and they have not left any stone unturned in the verbiage that they have used about people making money on incarcerating these young men in the state of Louisiana. And so the question now is this. You've got a program that could work, that will teach young men how to be self-sufficient. And everybody listening, we see these young men on the side of the road, and all they're doing is picking up paper. They're not learning any skill. What do people and families need to do to lift their voice to say, we want something like the Academy of Training Skills. We want that available for our young person that is sitting waiting to be incarcerated. What do they need to do?
They need to call the district attorney. They need to call their judges. They need to call the legal profession and say, look, there's a better way. Because unless the public gets behind this, the same old bar system is going to stay in place until they break the state, which is about broke now. So what they need to do, if they want to change the system, if they're tired of spending $25,000 a year of their taxpayer money, they need to call their judges. They need to call their DAs and say, look, let's go here where it don't cost us anything. And at the same time, turn some young men's lives around. You know, a lot of young men come there, even if they don't make enough money. You know, every Monday, if they don't make enough money, I forgive their debt, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, if they don't make enough money, and we all want them to make money, but some, and it's hard out there, but then some just don't have that ability. But you know what? He's learned skills, and when he comes out, he's going to get a job. He's been counseled. We've addressed his drug abuse. We've addressed his alcohol abuse. Mm-hmm. They're not doing that in jails. They're not doing that in penitentiaries.
No.
They're warehousing people.
Right.
It's not the right thing to do. I mean, and it doesn't work. If it worked, the recidivism would be at 60% or 70%.
And
if
Lee,
it worked, go ahead.
Every time we have this conversation, we feel your passion. But I want people to really understand what is happening in Louisiana. It says in the past two decades, Louisiana's prison population has doubled, costing taxpayers billions of dollars, and New Orleans continues to lead the nation in homicides. And then it says one in 86 adult Louisianians is doing time, nearly double the national rate. And what I want people to know is this is a problem, Lee, that's not getting any better. We're putting these people in prison. They're going to prison. They don't get any skills, and they're coming out just the same or maybe even worse than when they went in.
Well, worse. If you take a nonviolent offender, a young nonviolent offender, and you put him in that atmosphere and environment of being around the violent and just people who have been doing that all their lives, what do you think he's going to come out, better or worse? That's just common sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I said, I don't know why there's not a waiting list to get in the academy. Right. Wow. Other than if you read the articles, I think the article spells it out. And if people want to go to my website, I have the article on my website.
Absolutely.
They can read that article. They ought to read that article. That article is going to tell you what's really going on in Louisiana.
Let's get a quick break here, Lee. And when we come back, we're going to give the website. But this is another startling statistic among black men from New Orleans, 1 in 14. Is behind bars. 1 in 7 is either in prison, on parole, or on probation. Y'all, this is a problem that not only encompasses New Orleans, but encompasses our state. It's something we must talk about and be vigilant with calling our elected officials and saying this has got to change. We're talking to Lee Mallett of the Academy of Training Skills. We're going to take a quick break here, everybody. You're on point, but you'll want to stay with us. We'll be right back.
Turn termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, but just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Just in time for tax season, it's a community-free shred day. Wednesday, May 16th at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Make sure your professional documents don't fall into the wrong hands and keep your identity safe. Bring up to 4 boxes of your personal documents, tax returns, statements, receipts, CDs, DVDs, floppy disks, photos, credit cards, check registers, and other things that may contain sensitive personal information and shred them for free. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union wants to help protect your identity and keep your personal information personal. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Free Shred Day, Wednesday, May 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday Extraordinary Banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the food bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the food bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Carrie Griffin Broussard with the Louisiana Campaign for Tobacco-Free Living.
And I would like to say thank you to Carlet Christmas and the OPT Network for helping in the fight for a smoke-free Louisiana. Thank you for being an advocate for change.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Terra Home. If you're looking for a great gift, well, Terra Home is where you'll want to start. They're located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria, Axion, Texas, Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. The number to phone is 888-215-2373. Also, Get Wired Satellites, that's Jeremy Clary. Get HD for life, plus so much more when you phone 318-767-2220. St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology, and the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're talking about a subject that is important to every family, especially if you're a family that has a young man that is incarcerated or that is about to be incarcerated for a nonviolent offense. We're joined by the Academy of Training Skills owner and director, Lee Mallett. And, you know, during the break, I was saying to Lee, and I'm going to say to our listeners, Lee, because I think it bears repeating, families need to get angry, but most importantly, they need to get active. They need to connect with their DAs, their district attorneys, their state senators, their state representatives. Every dollar that is spent on prisons and placing young men in prison is a dollar that is not spent on putting in the school systems and making the school systems better. And one of the things that is critical to note about the Academy of Training Skills that is different from the parish jails is that none of these parish jails are accredited. Lee, I want you to talk about that and talk about what that really means.
Well, there's two that are accredited. Of all the parish jails, I think there's only two that are accredited. What that means is, as an ACA-accredited facility, you have 256 policies that you have to fulfill, and you're audited every 3 years nationally. They come down and they audit your books, they audit your facility. And that makes sure that there's no abuses, that the quality of life in that facility is kept at a standard. Because I assure you, without that, especially in this private sector, you're probably going to have some inconsistencies that are probably not in the best interest of that person in that facility. Okay.
Yeah.
So accreditation is a tremendous thing. And when they created the Judicial Referral Act, it became mandatory that anybody that got in my business or the judicial referral business had to be accredited. Why? Because they wanted to make sure that there was no abuses going on in those facilities.
Right.
It's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
And you may not be able to say it, Lee, but we can. And what that means is that there are some people falling through the cracks and there are a lot of things happening that nobody is overseeing.
Correct.
And
I think so. I mean, that's the purpose. And whenever I went to the Senate hearings and they wanted to do this, they wanted me to have oversight.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said, you're running a facility, you're in control of people's lives, somebody needs to be monitoring. I said, I agree with you. That's fine.
Absolutely.
And they put DOC. That's when they made me a DOC facility. We're audited by DOC also. But we have to be nationally accredited. And the accreditation is a very, very hard thing. It's not hard, but let me tell you something. They keep you on your toes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything has to be dotted. I mean, it's a very regimented deal. Like I said, they come in and they audit you. If there's something going on in your facility, you can write a letter to ACA. You can lose your accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
So it forces everybody to stay at the same par,
mm-hmm.
right, instead of possibly, you know, not tending to them like you should. But and like I said, what accreditation is interested in, it's always wanting you to improve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The quality of life. That means the things such as counseling, anger management classes, GED classes, those improvements that are going to change that young man and make him a better individual in society. That's the purpose of ACA. Yes, it's the policies. But ACA wants you to always be expanding and improving your facility.
Right.
So you have goals and you set yourself so every time they come, they want to see improvements. They want to see you changing things. They want to see you're really trying to do what you're supposed to be trying to do if you're going to be in this business.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I'm in the construction business. I build buildings. If I want to sell buildings, I better build good buildings.
Right.
If I don't sell any buildings.
And
that's what's going on. The problem with this correction system is there's no competition. If you let the academy concept or model come into place, then competition is going to get involved, and these facilities would be built by private money, run with private money, would be forced to be the best they could be if they're competing.
And
there's no competition going on here. It's all politics.
And they take no money from the state.
We don't take no money from
the state. That's what I say. And your academy takes no money from the state.
No, no, nor the feds. We don't take any money. And you know why? Because the minute you start taking that money, the minute they lose their funding, the program shut down. So why even start that mess? And, you know, that's the problem with the country. Everybody wants to be living off the government. Well, that don't work.
Absolutely.
It don't work in corrections. It doesn't work in any
state. It doesn't work anywhere. It really doesn't work anywhere. And this is this is one of the questions that was posed in the articles. It says, do all of Louisiana's 40,000 inmates need to be incarcerated for the interest of punishment and public safety to be served? And that is, you know, a very poignant question. A lot of these guys are nonviolent offenders.
Well, and I think that the key here is, you take probation and parole. You got 235 people being monitored by one probation officer. Now tell me how they're doing that.
Right.
And they're not giving them any training. They're not giving them any counseling. Their recidivism rate runs about 50%. So that model's not working either. And those people are trying to do the best job they can. But tell me how a poor probation officer is going to watch and monitor 235 people.
Right. It's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. And that's where you got no super. That's not supervision.
Right.
That's just acting like we're supervising.
Right.
It's not the probation parole's fault. They're just overloaded.
Right.
You could help that by sending them to academies where, number one, they're monitored 24/7. We know where they're at. Two, they're going to get trained. They're going to have to go to work. They're going to be in an atmosphere that's drug-free. They're going to be in an atmosphere where they're taught work ethics.
Mm-hmm.
They're taught respectability. They're taught how to act and how to talk when they go out there in the real world. That's not happening. And that's part of the biggest problem with this. These young men, after being there 3 years, I can tell you the problem is they weren't raised by their fathers. Most of them didn't have a father when they grew up.
Right.
So what's going on at the academy is we're teaching these young men respect.
Right.
And how to act. Quit talking like that.
Mm-hmm.
Be respectful of people.
Right.
And that goes a long way in changing someone's attitude towards getting a job.
Right.
How to dress. You can't dress like that.
Right.
You can't talk like that. They're not going to hire you. So we're not going to let you do that here. So what you do is you make it a habit to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
You make it a habit to say yes sir, no sir. You make it a habit to put on a uniform and look like you're ready to do something. Not like you're not ready to do something. And they don't do that in prison. They don't do that in jail. And I hate to say it, the probation pro are so overloaded, they can't do it either. There's only one place right now or a model out there, in my opinion, that's striving to do exactly what I just said. And it's the academy concept.
Absolutely. It is the Academy of Training Skills. And I wish there was a way that people could just directly link up to that, because we have had, I can't tell you, countless phone calls of people saying, how can I connect with the Academy of Training Skills? And I had said it at the top of the show that there are many single moms, Lee Mallett, out there who, you know, I believe with women, we can only take our boys just so far. There are many successful single moms who've raised great and productive young men. But at a certain point, we begin to lose those young men. And when we lose those young men, we end up losing them to crime and to the streets. And then there's no real course for them to take on how to become men who are productive in society, who know how to work, who know how to lift their pants up from down below their knees and go in and have an intelligent conversation about how to become employed. And the Academy of Training Skills is doing all that plus more.
Well, it's called life skills training.
Life skills training.
This is what happens with a kid. When a young person, in my opinion, when a young person is born, you got to about the age of 13.
Yep.
That's when you mold him. That's when you make him.
Mm-hmm.
At that point stage, when he becomes a teenager, all of a sudden he knows everything. He starts changing, you know. So that's the problem. And because the father's not there, I think 90% of the cases is because there's just nobody there. You know, when he makes a mistake, grabbing him by the neck and saying, hey, you're not going to do that.
That's
you
right.
You can't do that. You're going to be respectful. And so our challenge whenever we get these young men is we have to change that attitude, that mentality,
mm-hmm.
that it's okay to talk and act, it's okay to sleep all day,
mm-hmm.
which we don't allow. We're teaching them to be men.
That's right.
And the jail doesn't do that. They're not training them. They got to go to work. They got to pay their own way. Let me tell you something. I don't know who came up with the idea that because you did wrong, you didn't have to work to pay your own way.
That's right.
When he gets out, he's going to have to. So why are we training him not to work? Who come up with that idea?
That's an important question. Let's take a quick break here, Lee. But when we come back, we're going to tell people how they can connect with the Academy of Training Skills. This is a conversation that should make every single person who's got a child that is a nonviolent offender that is waiting to go to jail. It should make you downright ticked off. You're on point, everybody. We're going to be back right after this.
This is Corwith Davis, Inglewood Farm, Alexandria Green Market Minute. It is a natural fact that you are what you eat. Do you know where your food comes from? Do you know how it was grown and who prepared it? To answer these questions and find fresh, local, delicious farm products and meet the farmer who grew them, simply visit the Green Market at the Alexandria Museum of Art every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This week, Inglewood Farm is selling pasture-raised eggs and a wide array of seasonal organic vegetables. Westmark Farms, a new vendor, is selling delicious goat milk products straight from the Moorville, Louisiana. So come meet your farmer, connect with neighbors, and reconnect with beautiful downtown Alabama at the Green Market this Saturday and every Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Alexandria Museum of Art between City Hall and the Red River in downtown Alabama. For the Inglewood Farm Alexandria Green Market Minute, I'm Corwith Davis. Inglewood Farm is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Ryan Gubarow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Ryan Gubarow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Rosa Fields. The number to phone is 318-487-1881. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove doubt. Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria and the Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, we want you to go to their website at www.aattss.com. Or phone 337-214-0428. This morning on Point, we're joined by Lee Mallett, who is the owner and director of the Academy of Training Skills. And Lee, I as we were talking over the break, I really hope it's our hope and our heart's desire that people really get this conversation. We have got to stop talking about it and be about it. And more importantly, African-American men are incarcerated by and large more than any other ethnic group. And we've got to ask ourselves this question. And I hope that you hear my heart, you know, because many of us are affected, whether you have a young son, whether you have a young man who has taken the wrong path, for whatever reason, you've got to ask yourself, are we breeding a generation that is lost? That's what articles have said. That's what people have reported. And we say that there are some alternatives. And one of those alternatives is the Academy of Training Skills. And you know what, Lee, we try not to be political on this show at all, but we know that this has a lot to do with politics and money.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. And unless the people rise up and do something about it, they're going to continue to do this. And there's not nothing. I have a 200-bed facility. I've got 120 empty beds, and that's ridiculous. It's almost redundant. But you're fighting a system. And unless the people get up and rise and call their elected officials and start saying, this is wrong, we need to start building these type of facilities, it's better for us and it's better for the person who has problems, then nothing's going to happen. They can't. That's what they're counting on.
Right.
They're counting on people not doing anything.
That's exactly what they're counting. So, Lee, the people that you have in the beds now, how have they gotten there? Tell us about their journey to getting there and how Central Louisiana can get on that path.
All they got to do is call the district attorney, and the judge can start sending them there tomorrow morning. I don't think we've got anybody there from Rapides Parish yet, but any parish, all he's got to do. Let me give you another little statistic, and I'm sure it's up there too. In Calcasieu Parish, because I live here, and in Jeff Davis Parish where the facility is, you ought to call your district attorney or your sheriff. Ask him how many unexecuted warrants are out there. In Jeff Davis Parish, there's 1,000. You know why? They got nowhere to put them. In Calcasieu Parish, it's probably 5,000 or 6,000. If I was a betting man, I'd say in Rapides Parish, you've got several thousand unexecuted warrants. That's people who've been charged who they can't go get because they got nowhere to put them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it makes no sense. And over here, you have 120 empty beds they could take and get 120 people out of their jail and go get 120 people.
Right.
Is it the answer right now? No, but it's a start. And if we'd ever get this one off the ground like it's supposed to, we'll start building them all across the state.
Right.
But why build another one if we can't get this one full?
Right.
I mean, we've created the model. We've proven it works. We've proven that our recidivism is three times, go from 24 to 60. It's a way better system.
Right.
If Louisiana is not going to support this type of idea because of the politics and the money, Then at that point stage, I hate to say this, I should have went to Texas. I shouldn't have done this in Louisiana.
And that's what we don't want to see, so many companies moving out of Louisiana. But, you know, when you talk about those unexecuted warrants, what that means is that those people that are waiting to go to jail, well, we know that they're not going to get a job because they've got warrants.
No, what do you think they're still doing? There's a warrant for their arrest for committing a crime. What do you think they're doing? They went and got a job all of a sudden? No, they're committing more crime. And so, you know, we've got a serious problem on our hands. And I hate to say it's like, you know, you come up with an idea. And then let me tell you, change is hard in Louisiana. It's one of the hardest things in the world, in my opinion. I've lived here all my life, and I've traveled all over the country. It's hard. But we've got to change, and we've got to go to this model. Now, you know, if we wouldn't have been operating for 3 years, and if we couldn't prove that it worked, I could see a little skepticism.
Right.
But after 3 years, there ain't no more skepticism. It works. It gets the job done. It's a better system. It doesn't cost a taxpayer a nickel. We're doing things for these young men that they can't get nowhere else. It makes no sense. Unless our elected officials are pushed, they're not going to change. I'm convinced of that because I've gone to every DA conference for the last 3 years and made speeches, and I've sent emails and letters and brochures to every judge, every DA in the state, and they're not moving. And there's got to be a reason. We need to find out what the reason is. I think the article tells us what the reason is.
Absolutely.
And I think that people that are listening, get your hands on that Times Speaking Union article. If you want to find out what's going on in Louisiana, that article, that they did an investigative piece, and that article spells it out like I've never seen. I didn't realize what was going on until I read the article. I said, well, now I know why we're having problems.
Right. Lee, DC's got a question for you.
Lee, this is David. So a person that's awaiting, they're waiting right now. They've been convicted of a crime. It's nonviolent crime. Let's say they say, okay, you're going to get 18 months for possession of marijuana. If that person contacts the DA and say, look, instead of sending my relative to a hardened jail, could you send them to Academy of Training Skills where they can get some training and learn how to work and learn how to be a better person versus sending them to a Louisiana state prison? They can do that?
That's exactly what they need to do. But you know what? I thought that's what our elected officials should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you're exactly right. If that person has someone in that predicament, that's exactly what they need to do.
And this
that person can also go to their elected official and say, listen, can you help us? Can you call the DA and say, look, can you send my I need some help to get him. We don't want him to go get institutionalized at 19.
Right.
He's never been in jail. He's never been in trouble. Can you help us so that he won't have to go to these jails?
Most of your second and third offenders, they put them on probation.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why the recidivism is so high. You know, you can put them on probation, but you still haven't addressed the problem. And that's why they keep getting back in trouble.
Right.
So if he's a first offender, you're right.
It's
if he's
a setup.
A second offender, he probably hasn't had a taste of prison life yet.
Right.
And you're getting ready to give him a taste, and you're just going to make him worse.
So, Lisa, what you're saying is the probation is a setup, sort of. They put you on probation, but you hadn't gotten down to the root of the problem. Then you go out and do something else.
Let's break it down. Let's say that young man, they're going to say, we're going to give you probation for 3 years.
Okay.
Now, you haven't addressed his issue about job skills and getting a job. You haven't counseled him. He's probably got a drug problem.
Right.
I mean, so what's going to happen, 3 years is a long time when you got problems.
Absolutely.
So what's going to happen? He's going to violate his probation.
That's right.
That's what's going to happen, and that's what happens.
Mm-hmm. It's a setup. It really is a setup.
I had 3 years to walk the straight and narrow. You haven't given me any tools to improve
myself.
That's a recipe for failure.
That's exactly what that is. It's a recipe for failure. Well, this is what we want people to do, Lee. We want people to get angry, first of all. Go ahead, DC. We want people to get angry and say, this is a system that is not working. It is a system that is institutionalizing our young men, most especially our African-American young men. And then we want them to go to the website at www.aa, A like Apple, 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 Sally, Sally, Tom, Tom. So AATTSS.com. And if they're just old school and don't want to go to the website, pick up the phone and dial 337-214-0428. Lee Mallett is a man that has taken his own money, his own time, to be the change that he wants to see. And it's not just in Rapides Parish. Any of the parishes that are listening to this broadcast, all you've got to do is pick up the phone and call your representative, call your district attorney, call your state senator, call and ask them to make a recommendation so that your young man can become a productive part of society, so that he can learn a skill that will enable him to be a productive person in society. And that's really what it's all about, Lee, isn't it?
Well, if we don't do that, then the odds are it's going to affect somebody that we know or some person, some citizen listening to this broadcast.
Absolutely.
We either solve the problem or it's going to affect you.
Absolutely.
Some point in time.
Lee, we want to thank you so much for spending the very busiest and earliest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. We're going to keep talking about it. And this is how you implement change. You've got to educate people. Knowledge is power. But we want to thank you for all of the tireless work that you are doing to be the change that you want to see. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stand by for me, Lee. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by McDonald's of Alexandria. Also, Southwest Beverage Safety Messages. For more information, log on to their website at www.beresponsible.com. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years, and Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached at 318-346-IN-BUNKY 2540 or Opelousas 337-942-9939. I tell you what, this is a sobering way
to start your Monday morning. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through programs. And I tell you what, there are so many mothers out there that are trying to figure it out. And I am telling you, we say it every day, knowledge is power. We bring you this information. We bring you people, DC. But at the end of the day, it is up to each person to make the call.
Absolutely.
Make the call, DC. And, you know, as we were sitting and having this conversation with Lee Mallett, you know, it was almost as if you were beside yourself because you really understand how the system is really setting up young men. But more importantly, and on a larger scale, young black men.
That's correct. It really is.
You know, and so how do people that really are not familiar with the system, how do we encourage them, DC, to call their district attorney when maybe they've never really done that before?
Well, I mean, it has to be done by somebody. I mean, when you look at the fact that you have a 19, 20-year-old person who's never been in jail, and who's committed, you know, crime, no doubt, but it is non-violent crime or non-sexual offenses, going to jail with people who's committed murder, armed robbery, I mean, you know, real violent crime, you know. And once they get into that environment, you know, without having real leadership, they follow the leadership that's there. And the persons who are leading in jail are the most criminal and the most violent.
Mm-hmm.
That's the leaders. So my advice would be to anybody who's awaiting because they've committed a nonviolent crime or they violated their probation, instead of going to these hardened jails, you know, this is a model that will actually work, and it is working, but we have to do the work to get our people in there. In other words, if you have somebody that's waiting to go to jail and they didn't commit a violent offense, then you should be calling that number, going to the website, finding out who you need to get with and what you need to do so that your loved one will not be in a hardened jail learning how to be institutionalized.
And this is not just for your teens and your 20-somethings. He has people in their 40s and 50s in there, and he is really, really trying to make the difference.
Absolutely.
And he's trying to teach them how to be men. And for a lot of mothers, I know it's challenging. And I know that at a certain age, and he said it, young men, when they turn to young men, they think they know everything. And they stop listening to mom.
That's right.
And they start listening to the streets. And I am telling you, if you want somebody to help you to man up, to man your child up, teach them how to work, to tell them the truth, to let them know that they can't lay in the bed all day while mama goes to work and brings home the bacon, or lay up on some woman who goes to work. You know, it's just a mindset that has to be changed. And the way that we do it is we do it with people that want to help our kids learn how to work, that want to teach our men a skill so that they can go out and get a job. You know, I was looking the other day at some people that had gone in for an interview. There are just some basic things that young people don't even know about interviewing. A lot of these young men have dropped out of school. You know, we were talking about that with Deuce the other day, and he said it should be against the law that kids can drop out of school. When you stop learning, you stop growing. And what has happened essentially is that a lot of these young men have stopped learning. And they're no longer growing. They're growing in the ways of hustle in the streets. That is going to either get them one of two things, dead or in jail. So you make the call. It's an important conversation. It's a riveting conversation for Monday morning, but it is a necessary conversation. Go to their website and look at that article from the Times-Picayune in New Orleans. You can go to the website at www.aatts.com, or you can phone them. But what they're going to say is they're going to say, call your district attorney. Ask them. Ask them to make a recommendation that might save your son's life. This is just about young men.
Absolutely.
So, y'all, all we can do is bring the information to you. Knowledge is power. And we want to be the change that we want to see. And we want you to be the change that you want to see. It starts with you. It starts with me. And I'm telling you, I was telling Lee, it makes my blood boil because you can see it. It's insidious. This problem is like a cancer that is eating away at our young men. And you see them. I see them on the highway various different mornings picking up paper. You see them around the South Circle.
Right, cutting grass.
Cutting grass.
Weed eaters.
Yes. You know, if this doesn't make your blood boil, if you don't think that this is reprehensible, then I don't know what else. These are our sons. Let's not wait. Phone your district attorney and simply say, I heard it on the radio. I went to the website. Go and read. Call the academy at 337-214-0428. We're not going to raise a generation that's lost. We're not going to continue to raise a generation that won't go to work. A man that won't work won't eat. You know, he's a sorry man. Let's